The following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on the 24th of May, 1999, in Sridham, Mayapur, India.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O beloved Devas, Suras, you have offered your prayers to me with great knowledge. And I am certainly most pleased with you. A person is liberated by such knowledge, and thus he remembers my exalted position, which is above the conditions of material life. Such a devotee is fully purified by offering prayers and full knowledge. This is the source of devotional service to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Uttama Sloka, which means he has offered prayers and selected verses. Bhakti means Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Lord Vishnu. Impersonalists cannot be purified, for they do not offer personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though sometimes they offer prayers, the prayers are not directed toward the Supreme Person. Impersonalists sometimes show their incomplete knowledge by addressing the Lord as being nameless. They always offer prayers indirectly saying, you are this, you are that, but they do not know to whom they are praying. A devotee, however, always offers personal prayers. A devotee says, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Quote, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, unto Krishna, unquote. That is the way to offer prayers. If one continues to offer such personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eligible to become a pure devotee and return home back to Godhead. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport. To the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 9th chapter, 46th and 47th verses in the matter of the appearance of demon, Vritra Asura. Hari Om Tatsat. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. So Srila Prabhupada, he glorifies the personal offering of prayers. Srila Prabhupada said that we are ultra personalists. He said he never just mentions my Guru Maharaj. He prefers to mention my spiritual master, my beloved spiritual master, Srila Om Vishnupad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in the Vaishnava prayers also, the prayers are personal. Prayers are a very important means of communication with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So prayer is actually our talking to Krishna. When we talk to Krishna, we call it a prayer. Prayer, you can say, is the most important thing, one of the very most important activities we have. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada stated, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, 12th chapter, there are many devotees in history who have attained perfection in devotional service simply by discharging the duties of one item. And there are many other devotees like Maharaj Ambarish who executed all the items. Some individual devotees who attain perfection in devotional service by actually one item are, then it gives a list of the different devotees who practice one item of devotional service and achieve perfection. A Krura who attained perfection simply by praying. A Krura offered such a beautiful prayer that was enough to get his perfection. Nectar of Devotion explains about reciting notable prayers. According to great learned scholars, the whole Bhagavad Gita contains many authorized prayers. Especially in the 11th chapter, where Arjuna prays to the universal form of the Lord. Similarly, in the Gautamiya Tantra, all the verses are called prayers. Again, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are hundreds of prayers to the Lord. So a devotee should select some of these prayers for his recitation. In Skanda Purana, the glories of these prayers are stated as follows, quote, devotees whose tongues are decorated always with prayers to Lord Krishna are always given respect even by the great saintly persons and sages. And such devotees are actually worshipable by the devas and demigods. A few days ago, I was asking devotees, are you praying to the deity? Even this morning, I asked them. And they say, well, to forgive me for my offenses. Prayer is a very important activity. It also helps us to establish our personal relationship with Krishna because we're praying to Him. We also pray to the Guru. We offer our Vyasa Puja homage.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.